I sagged, defeated. Nothing to do with my anger but turn it inwards. Closing my eyes, I saw the abyss. I was perched on the very edge, staring down. A sudden lance of pain in my side drew me back, snarling.
"Don't worry,"
Kurz hissed, claws pinching my shoulder as he thrust his knife into my right side.
"This won't kill you."
I span around, spitting fury, ready to wrench my brother's head from his shoulders. But Kurz was gone, and I was left grasping at air. Laughter trailed in his wake, together with the by now ubiquitous scraping of his talons. A red film laid over my vision, the filter of my wrath. I was about to go after him, sensing subconsciously that this is what he had planned all along, when I stopped. Barring my path, I saw him. He was standing right in front of me, as clear and real as my own hand before my face. Veras, the Remembrancer. "I have seen you before," I whispered, holding my hand out towards him as if to gauge how real or spectral the unassuming man was. Veras nodded. "On Ibsen, now Caldera," he said. "No, not there," I frowned, trying to remember, but my thoughts were muddled with anger. "Here."
"Where?"
asked Veras. He was barely a few meters away when I stopped moving towards him. "Here," I repeated, my memory clearing as he stepped towards me instead. "You were with them, the prisoners Kurz had me murder." He looked at me quizzically.
"Did you murder them, Vulcan?"
"I couldn't save them. You were at the banquet, too. I remember your face."
"What else do you remember?"
Veras was scarcely a meter away. I knelt down so we were almost eye to eye. It was the salamander's way. "I am a Primarch." I felt calmer in his presence as the fractured pieces of my mind started to coalesce. "I am Vulcan."
"Yes, you are. Can you remember what I said to you once?"
"On Ibsen?"
"No, elsewhere, on Nocturne."
Tears were welling in my eyes as I fervently hoped this was not just another apparition, a cruel trick to send me further into madness. "You said," I began, my voice choking with emotion, "you would watch over us when you could."
"Close your eyes, Vulcan."
I did, and lowered my head for him to put his hand upon it.
"Be at peace, my son."
I expected revelation, a flash of light, something, but all that followed was silence. Opening my eyes, I saw that Veras was gone. For a moment I wondered if he had been real, but I felt some strength returning to my limbs and fresh resolve filling me as I stood. The monster within was at bay, firmly shackled. For now, at least, my mind was my own again. For how long, I didn't know. Whatever peace I had been given would not endure in this place. I needed to act. Kurz was broken. I think I knew it back on Karatan. He had always been that way, without hope. Anger turned within and without. I couldn't imagine what it must be like to live with that. But then I thought of all the suffering he had caused, the lives he had taken needlessly to satisfy his sadistic appetites. I remembered Nemator and all the others he had tortured and killed, all in the name of nothing greater than boredom. My pity was short-lived, my resolve stiffening by the second. "You were right," I called out to the shadows where I knew my brother was listening. "I do think I am better than you. Only a weakling and a coward fights as you do, Conrad. Our father was right to ignore your mewling and discard you. I suspect it sickened him. Only you know true terror. Isn't that right, brother? I scowled. So weak, so pathetic. Nostromo didn't make you the worthless wretch you are, brother. You were languishing in the gutter with the rest of those deviants the moment our father erred in creating you. I laughed self-indulgently.